Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Trump is giving a full pardon to Alice Marie Johnson, who had received a life sentence for a first-time drug offense. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports the now criminal justice advocate gave a well-received speech at the Republican National Convention.
President Trump had previously commuted the life sentence of Johnson in 2018 after she had served more than 20 years in prison.
We're going to give a full pardon. We're going to do it right now. That means you have been fully pardoned. That's the ultimate thing that can happen. That means you can do whatever you want in life and just keep doing the great job you're doing.
Johnson wiped back tears as the president made the announcement from the Oval Office. It happened less than 24 hours after Johnson shared her story in a powerful speech at the Republican National Convention. Trump got involved with Johnson's case after being lobbied by reality star Kim Kardashian West. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
After spending a majority of the spring and summer in his home state of Delaware during the coronavirus pandemic, Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden says he will take his campaign to battleground states after Labor Day as he seeks to unseat incumbent Republican Donald Trump in November. The itinerary is still being set, but Biden's campaign manager says it will highlight the differences in how the two men are handling the coronavirus pandemic. Biden's running mate, Senator Kamala Harris, in an interview said a nationwide mask mandate Biden has proposed would not use punishment to enforce compliance, but would simply be a standard. The Federal Bureau of Prisons has executed Keith Nelson by lethal injection. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports he is the second man to face execution by the Justice Department this week and the fifth this year.
Keith Nelson was sentenced to death after kidnapping and killing a 10-year-old Kansas girl in 1999. The mother of Pamela Butler says she's glad justice is finally being served. His supporters say Nelson never got a fair shake because the court didn't hear evidence about his troubled childhood. Earlier this week, an appeals court turned back his final legal challenges. A coroner pronounced Nelson dead at 4:32 p.m. Prison officials said he offered no last words. Attorney General Bill Barr has scheduled more executions at the federal death chamber in Indiana next month. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. consumers opened their wallets last month, providing some support for an economy still struggling to emerge from the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Commerce Department reporting today spending by consumers rose 1.9% in July, with incomes also up slightly after 2 months of declines. Spending by consumers is critical to an economic recovery since consumer spending drives roughly two-thirds of overall U.S. economic activity. Stocks ended the week on an up note. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 161 points to close at a new record or to regain some of its losses from 2020 at 28,653. This is NPR. Hundreds of thousands of people were still without power today in the aftermath of Hurricane Laura. Laura came ashore early Thursday morning as a powerful Category 4 hurricane, hitting Lake Charles, Louisiana, where many of the city's 80,000 residents may be without basic services for days or even longer. Laura cut a swath through the state, knocking down trees, tearing off roofs, and knocking down power lines. At least 10 people died as a result of the storm. Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko remains defiant as the European Union punishes his regime for human rights violations against peaceful protesters. NPR's Lucien Kim reports from Moscow. Lukashenko says he'll retaliate against EU sanctions, even though his economy is largely dependent on trade with Russia.
President Lukashenko is lashing out against his European neighbors and their NATO ally, the United States, as he turns to Russian President Vladimir Putin for support. At the same time, his political opponents left in Belarus are coming under increasing pressure as Lukashenko brands them foreign stooges and rejects appeals for dialogue. The main opposition candidate in a disputed presidential election, Svetlana Tikhanovskaya, has been forced to leave Belarus, and her allies inside the country face prosecution and questioning by investigators. On Thursday, activists say more than 260 people were detained, among them 50 journalists covering the protests in the capital, Minsk. More rallies are expected this weekend. Lucien Kim, NPR News, Moscow.
Crude oil futures prices slipped slightly at week's end, oil down 7 cents a barrel to end the session at $42.97 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.